Drag Queens Fundraise for Planned Parenthood with Slave-Style Auction of Christian Pastors. By Dr. Susan Berry on November 8, 2019. A left-wing activist group based in Spokane, Washington, organized a fundraiser for Planned Parenthood featuring drag queens, who held a slave-style auction of Christian pastors and activists who protested Planned Parenthood clinics and drag queen story hour events. A group that calls itself on Facebook Spokane United Against Religious Extremism and the Church at Planned Parenthood organized a Halloween event last week at a drag bar that featured drag queens mocking Christians with giant cardboard photos of area pastors and pro-family activists, the Christian Post reported Wednesday. The drag queens reportedly auctioned off the Christian pastors and pro-family activists to the highest bidders to raise money for Planned Parenthood. According to the report, the event also took aim at local pastors who are frequently seen praying outside Planned Parenthood abortion facilities, according to Anna Bohatch, founder of 500 Moms Strong, a nonprofit organization comprised of mothers who are saying no to the misogyny of drag queen story hour and the transgender movement that is taking over our culture, the group's Facebook page states. Searching the social media pages of the drag performers, Bohatch said she saw photos and video footage taken at the event that featured an auction in which the Christian leaders were mocked as part of a slave-style auction. The left-wing activists have organized against the Church at Planned Parenthood, which describes itself as a regular gathering of Christians for the worship of God and the corporate prayer for repentance for this nation. Repentance for the apathetic church and repentance of our blood guiltiness in this abortion holocaust. The Church at Planned Parenthood says it conducts a worship service at the gates of hell, which is a form of non-confrontational spiritual warfare. Pastors Ken Peters and Afshin Yatin, known Christian pastors from the Spokane area who help lead the Church at Planned Parenthood, and Anna Bohatch, of 500 Moms Strong, were all mocked by the drag queens and auctioned off. Christians are the biggest threat to their agendas, Bohatch told the Christian Post about the left-wing activists. We are the only ones standing in their way and telling them, no, you will not abort babies, no, you will not exploit vulnerable women, and no, you will not expose our children to sexual deviancy and gender confusion. Bohatch wrote about the event at activist Mommy Elizabeth Johnston's website. Planned Parenthood had a table at the event with information about their services. They also donated Planned Parenthood promotional items such as t-shirts, hats, and socks to be placed in the auction baskets. It seems that these drag queens and their followers cannot help themselves when trying to pretend that their intentions are innocent. They pretend that they just want acceptance when they want domination. They pretend that they just want to read to kids when instead they want to expose them to a sexual fetish. They pretend they are victims when they are the aggressors. They claim they want respect when all they do is mock and dehumanize women and Christians. They are the embodiment of contradiction. On its Facebook page, Spokane United Against Religious Extremism and the Church at Planned Parenthood states, "We exist as a peaceful counter-protest and rising voice to religious extremism that is happening in our community. Currently, we are focused on the hateful actions and rhetoric of the Church at Planned Parenthood and their affiliates." Its Facebook post of October 31, the group noted its Christian auction initially yielded $290.04 for Planned Parenthood. Later, the fundraiser total grew to $1,865.